want to fix the fracture between the left and the right. They go, yeah, yeah, so we should all unite. We should unite with the sodomites and degenerates and socialists and communists because Iran. They tell you that you're blinded, man. You need to lift the veil and then sell you the most simplistic bullshit with no qualifiers. We need to continue to fix the fracture between the left and the right. I don't know about you. I love that fracture. I want it to be as compound as humanly possible.
The Grand Canyon Rift is fine.
So I want to fix the fracture between the left and the right. Let me ask you this. And I'll go through this piece by piece. Can you give me any historical example where those who were moderate, those who were conservative, united with the left, where the left became the reigning power of the country, and they didn't overtake everything? Because if you have two diametrically opposed worldviews and you try and coexist, it just means that one will conquer the other. We need to fix the fracture between the left and the right. I'll tell you what. Okay, fine. I'll go along with it. How many genders are there? Till they can answer it? No fix. How about that? Done. Just that. Is it the only one? No. Let's just start with that. Hey, can kids transition? Till they come my way, a no fix. How about that? Hey, does everyone in this country have the right to protect themselves with any firearm that can be legally purchased? Are you going to? Until that, a no fix. Let's keep that fracture there. Why would we unite with people who want to destroy your family, country, way of life? Well, here's the next. We know what true evil is. Do you mean like taking children away from their parents if they don't transition them? Or do you mean like freezing bank accounts for protesting the government? Or executing dissidents, as we see in the Castro regime that was supported by every leftist you can name? It is us against the Epstein class and warmongers. Okay, well, let's go with that. The Epstein class. Isn't that everybody? Now, we know we've seen a lot more of the tech oligarchs, the Bill Gates of the world. I get the implication that Donald Trump has mentioned a whole bunch of times. A lot of leftists in there, too, though, right? Also, if we're talking about that as a worldview, who does NAMBLA usually support? Who's doing the drag queen story hours when we're talking about sexualizing children? Gender queer? Queer like me? Gay like me? These books that they want to thrust into libraries? That would be more indicative. When you say Epstein class, I think you mean sexual degeneracy and moral decay. Sure. Who's been hastening that? And warmongers. Oh, you mean that's unique to Trump? That's the implication here. Did Barack Obama increase drone strikes more than any president? Wait, Bill Clinton, has there ever been a president who hasn't been involved with any foreign conflicts? The closest you have is Donald Trump up until Iran, which he said he would do if necessary. Let's fix the fracture between the left and the right. What I never hear from these people are the qualifiers. Let's fix the fracture. Once the left comes to the side of reason as it relates to gender, as it relates to freedom of speech, as it relates to the Second Amendment, as it relates to being able to choose what food we eat, what cars we drive, what schools we send our kids to. Let's fix the fracture between the left and the right. Aren't they trying to pack the courts and make it so that abortion is a fundamental human right in every single state all the way up until and including birth? Did I misremember that? Didn't they want to do that? What do you mean? What are your qualifiers? I'm so... This shit. These people try and tell you. And yes, I mean Candace and Tucker. They try and tell you. These people, man, the elites, they're giving you a false bill of goods to keep you pitted against each other. Okay? They go, yeah. Yeah, so we should all unite. We should unite with the sodomites and degenerates and socialists and communists because Iran. They tell you that you're blinded, man. You need to lift the veil and then sell you the most simplistic bullshit with no qualifiers. Okay, if I am going to fix the fracture between the left and the right, define for me where they need to come to the right. I just did. What are your qualifiers?
Yes. Yes. What do you have to concede? Absolutely.
Nothing.
Fix the fracture between the left and right. How about we remove the penis between the two ladies at Planet Fitness?
There you go. Or let's link arms with the penis at Planet Fitness, with the men beating up women at the Olympics. Let's link arms with the sanctuary states like Minnesota, where your children can be hidden from you if you don't transition them at 8. Let's link arms, because there might be some names that were redacted in the Epstein file that 50-50 shot, it's a Democrat or Republican, fucking anyway.
They're trying to kill us. Let's just take their side.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So I think, too, like, you need to look into...
One more. I know what true evil is. I'll tell you what true evil is.
Yeah.
Shouting my abortion at 8 or 9 months.
Yeah.
And I've seen rallies. And by the way, it's 10 to 15,000 a year. Yeah, I've seen what true evil is.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it. We see it every day. Let's ignore that, because clicks. Here's an AI image from Costco.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Child sacrifice at the altar of self. That's true evil. We've definitely seen that. Epstein class and warmongers. That's what true evil is. What is the Epstein class? What is she referring to there?
Yeah.
Do you think she's just referring to Donald Trump or the handful of names that we know? Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not referring to that.
Well, whatever.
Jews.
Hey, everything that you fought for.
That's what she's saying.
Everything that you cared about. Everything that Candace cared about when she was campaigning for Donald Trump and spent time in the White House, which we haven't done here. Just abandon all that because Epstein and Iran.
Yeah.
Just abandon all that because of 66 days of war. Abortion doesn't matter. Gender doesn't matter. Traditional family values don't matter. Personal autonomy doesn't matter. Freedom of speech doesn't matter. Second Amendment doesn't matter. The right to drive an SUV or drink a big gulp doesn't matter because Iran. All right. Abandon all of it. Got it. You've not been taking your foundation, I see.
How'd you know that?
I see, because you had a momentary lapse in neuromuscular control, which would suggest a magnesium deficiency due to your poor dietary habits, general slothfulness, and clearly missing a dose of foundation. Don't miss another dose.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks. I'll get this cleaned up. I just find the...
Towels?
How did you do that?
The prestige.
How'd you get over there?
The prestige. Proven science, zero secrets. That's your foundation. Visit foundationdaily.com today. Subscribe, save 40% off for life.
The prestige. Steven?
Really quickly, I don't know if we have Ian Carroll's post. If we do, I'll just paraphrase.
It's just not my opinion.
No.
That's it. That's just a difference of opinion. That's all.
It's not a difference of
opinion. No, that's all it is.
It is
difference of opinion.
Way more than that. It's way more than a difference of opinion. I know that you're somewhat being sarcastic, but these people are the problem that they themselves are trying to fight. They're creating this issue on purpose. Do not be fooled by this. They want this kind of battle going on. Because they have identified who the true enemy is in their minds. And everything that we do, every sacrifice we make on everything that you just said, every issue, the murder of babies doesn't matter anymore. Gender doesn't matter anymore. Protecting kids doesn't matter anymore. Freedom in the United States doesn't matter anymore. All because now we have a true enemy and we have to link arms with these people. That will be the downfall they are fighting against. And so many people.
By the way, Epstein class. Do you mean the entire Iranian regime that codified child brides into law and every single leader in said regime had them? Or do you mean the Epstein class like Muhammad who fucked Aisha's thighs from 6 to 9 because he's a gentleman? The Epstein class, I want the Epstein files unredacted. We recreated the cell. But we have an entire religion of people who are following the lead of a historically noted, without debate, pedophile.
Yeah.
Who advocated it. All right. What else?
Hey, Met Gala is okay, though.
The Met Gala?
Yeah.
Yeah.
People that go arms. There, they're fine.
We can link arms.
Let's link arms with those people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the hell are we even thinking? People are putting out this ticket of Tucker and, Massey? Are you freaking kidding me? And look, I haven't called this guy out too much, but Joel Webbin is a pastor who is really he walks some very, very, very tight lines and crosses them several times. And this is one of the things. He's like, these attacks on Tucker Carlson are obviously, you know, demonic attacks on him because he's doing the right thing. Like, I'm paraphrasing his very long post that I read this morning. And I'm just like, what are we doing?
That like, sounds like some FLDS shit.
It is, and I don't want to bring this up because this is a topic we've talked about too much, but it is this kind of brain rot that comes when you blame Israel and Jews for every ill of the world. And I was talking to Andrew Wilson about this yesterday. He's like, what's the next step? I grant you everything. Everything you say about them is 100% true. What's next? Nobody can answer that question yet. There's a bunch of people that are chasing cars and have no idea what they're going to do if they catch it. Just like the Joker said, like, that doesn't have a clue. I know what comes next when evil people use you to do that. I know that because we've seen that. And I'm not talking about the Holocaust. I'm talking about before the Holocaust. Pogroms, they happened everywhere in the world. Everywhere. Thousands and thousands of people being killed because they were the bad guys in that society. That's the kind of shit that happens when you screw around with these guys and you start normalizing what they're saying. Be critical. Fine. Reevaluate relationships. Fine. Get to the bottom of pedophiles being able to go back home to their country after committing a crime here. I'm all for blowing that person off the planet. Don't go so far as to say we need to link arms with Satan to fight against that.
Well, they're linking arms with actual. I will tell you this. There's been no greater evil waged against Christianity or mankind than Islam. That's my opinion.
Yes.
That's my report, Captain.
It's been that way for a long time.
In my report since 2008. I grew up with it. And
yeah,
anecdotally, empirically, the support for violence, particularly against Christians, and the subversion of the religion of Christianity, of what Christ did, there has been no greater evil waged, no greater war of evil waged against Christianity or humankind than Islam. That's my opinion. Oh, you're still here and you're still watching this on YouTube? You've probably noticed something is missing by now. I'm not here. That's because the Live Daily Show is now streaming exclusively on Rumble weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. Tune in there, where nothing is censored.